Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Charitable giving continues to evolve as tax laws change and economies cycle up and down. And our next guest says that new trends can also be a factor. One that she is seeing now, not only locally but nationwide, is that donors want to see local impact results. Krista Divis is Chief Financial Officer for the Coastal Community Foundation in Charleston, and today she's in our studio. Krista, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So tell me about your organization first.
So Coastal Community Foundation, or CCF for short, is one of about 750 public charities across the country traditionally involved with grant making and serving the charitable interests of various individuals and corporate donors. We were founded in 1974 in Charleston and now serve the nine coastal counties of South Carolina. Many folks don't realize we are one of the largest 100 foundations in the country. We manage roughly $270 million in assets and grant out $20 million per year on average.
Now, are you connected at all to the other community foundations that are in South Carolina?
We are. We have a direct relationship with Waccamaw Community Foundation in Myrtle's Inlet. We have close working relationships with some of the other community foundations.
In my introduction, I mentioned that you are seeing a new trend in charitable giving, that donors want to see local impact.
That's right, Mike. Our donors are telling us they want to see local impact results, and we're listening to them. And we're listening in part because over the next few decades, there will be a $9 trillion transfer of wealth to the next generation. And that generation cares about impact results more than ever before.
I see that you have developed an initiative to take advantage of this trend.
We have, absolutely. That's our place-based impact investing, where we look at financial returns expected and also look to see some sort of societal good come out of that investment.
And so exactly how is this set up with your foundation?
We have, like I mentioned, a $270 million portfolio, and our board has approved for us to take up to $3 million from that pool of money to do this local investing. So we have a separate committee that helps us come to the decisions we need to make, and we will actively manage them in-house as direct investments.
And do organizations, companies need to apply? What are the qualifications?
So we are about 2 years into this journey, which started with forming an exploratory committee and has moved into having this first applicant pool. We launched the application this spring after having a community information session about the fund. We had 19 applicants from our first round, which we were very excited about. From those 19, the committee came together and made some decisions, and we now have six that are moving forward into due diligence. From the original application, all we asked were a few things. We asked for the project to have both market rate financial returns, to have a sort of societal good component, which we asked to have centered around our themes and civic engagement agenda of access to economic opportunity, education, and affordable places and inclusive spaces. The projects could be equity or they could be debt, and it could be for-profit or non-profit type businesses. We weren't concerned about the structure. We were just looking for certain types of projects. We also asked for them to be between $50,000 and $600,000 in size. But beyond that, we asked for people to self-identify what their projects looked like.
And how would a project be measured? You mentioned a financial market rate of return.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that a little further.
Certainly. For example, if it's a debt type of project, we might expect, depending on the length of time and the type of project, somewhere from, say, 3% up to 5% return per year. If it was an equity project, the returns would be expected to be much higher. But we asked them to self-identify. We've since taken that information and benchmarked it against other information that we know, whether it's from our own portfolio, what sort of performance we could have expected, or what we're seeing from other local financial institutions.
Can you give us an example of a debt project versus an equity project?
Absolutely. So a debt project is, we have several that are moving forward that are around development, building development. So they might want a bridge loan that lasts only for a year to finish construction, or they might be looking for a longer term project, say up to 10 years, so they can start becoming cash positive in their project to repay the debt. But it's all about repayment of principal plus interest. On the equity side, that would be us actually purchasing a portion of a business. That is, again, we're looking for that societal good, but that could only really apply to a for-profit model.
And so this is where you are not doing your traditional granting of money, but actually lending money or investing into a project or a business.
That's correct. And we are, at our heart, a grant-making organization. We have been since 1974, and that will continue to be part of who we are. But this will be a different view. We send the money out, and we expect it to come back home in this case.
Krista, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Krista Divis is Chief Financial Officer for the Coastal Community Foundation based in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.